Ed Murray intends to serve out the remainder of his term as mayor of Seattle. That's while he deals with a civil lawsuit that cost him a second term. Murray has denied the allegations of child sexual abuse, but he says they're too distracting to remain a candidate. Amy Radel with KUOW's politics team looked at three headline-grabbing cases and how they impacted the officials involved, along with their agencies.
King County Sheriff John Urquhart reacted to a lawsuit detailing a rape allegation against him by going to the Seattle Times in person. He gave reporters there a binder of correspondence between him and his accuser, a former deputy.
There certainly was no attempt to hide it or cover it up or do anything else with it. That's why I went to the Seattle Times, so just to be open about it.
The lawyers who brought this woman's claims to light are Julie Kays and Lincoln Beauregard, the same attorneys now suing Mayor Murray. The woman also accused Urquhart of repeatedly stalking her and following her around the country. Urquhart denies all of these claims. They're now being investigated by the Seattle Police Department. Urquhart is up for re-election this year, and he's drawn a challenger from within his office. Major Mitzi Johanknik says these allegations have distracted from the agency's mission.
We need a sheriff who will lead by example and treat people with dignity and respect.
Urquhart says he welcomes Johanknik's candidacy, but he says he stands by decisions to fire officers for misconduct. Some of them have sued the county for discrimination.
That's a cost of doing business, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stop firing people who lie, cheat, or steal.
Urquhart says the business of the sheriff's office has been unaffected by these lawsuits. At the Washington State Auditor's Office, employees say they had to step into the breach when their former boss, Troy Kelly, came under investigation.
When the FBI shows up to serve you with a subpoena on behalf of the Treasury Department, you realize you maybe don't know all the story.
That's Jan Judy, the longtime civil servant who ran the office in Kelly's absence. She says employees were distressed by the cloud hanging over Kelly, which stemmed from his prior business dealings. But she's proud of the way her colleagues pulled together and kept the office running.
It didn't take them very long to just trust us, and they just put their heads down and kept doing their job.
Last year, a federal jury acquitted Kelly of one count, but deadlocked on 14 other felony charges. Kelly returned to work, but Judy says he was a pariah.
When the light was on in the office he was using out there, people would go different ways in the building to not have to walk by his door. To some degree, he sat in that office for an hour or two and left and maybe never spoke to anyone.
Judy says Kelly never told her goodbye. He still faces a retrial. These cases concern claims made against elected officials from the years before they took office. The scandal around Snohomish County Executive Aaron Reardon was different. It was very much about his time in office, using its resources to run for re-election, harass other officials, and conduct romantic affairs. Scott North helped break these stories as a writer at the Everett Daily Herald starting in 2009.
That was the beginning of a series of scandals that sort of nested together like Russian dolls until 2013 when he resigned.
During that time, North says Reardon largely dropped out of sight, which had big consequences for the county.
He fell into the classic pattern of delay, deny, dissemble, and pretty much government around here ground to a halt.
North says other elected leaders tried to fill the void on crucial issues like keeping Boeing jobs in town. But he says there's no doubt that the scandals around Reardon and his staff took a lot of energy to expose and remedy.
From 2009 until his resignation in 2013, we lost some important momentum up here.
Reardon moved to California and was later fined by the Public Disclosure Commission for violating campaign laws. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray announced his plans not to seek re-election, surrounded by longtime supporters. North says, in contrast, when Reardon resigned, he was pretty much on his own. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.